In this episode, I'm going to teach you how to inject your business ideas into breaking news stories and get a ton of free publicity. All right, I'm joined right now by David Meerman Scott.
Hey, and how are we doing?
We're talking about news jacking.
Baby.
One of my favorite topics, listeners of the podcast know episode 124. I devoted to this man's topic.
Yeah, and now we're here doing it live.
Right. Okay, first and foremost, congratulations on the term newsjacking making it into the
Oxford English Dictionary.
That's big time.
Can you imagine? It's pretty awesome. I have a goal. I have three things I want to get. A Wikipedia entry, long time ago, got that. Something in the dictionary, done.
Right.
And an IMDb database.
Boom.
That's coming next week. Next year. I've got a documentary, one of my books coming out.
All right, that's super cool. Break down newsjacking. What does it mean for people out there that are watching right now? And then you and I will dissect it.
So newsjacking is the idea that when there's a breaking news story, members of the media are looking for people to quote. And when there's a breaking news story, sometimes people are looking for to buy the product or service that might help them to relate to whatever that news story is.
Okay.
And that's it. That's what it is. It's real simple. And news stories break all the time. Every minute of the day, there's a news story breaking. Every news story follows a typical bell-shaped curve and extremely predictable. And what's predictable is that in some stories, the media are scrambling for people to quote.
Yeah.
And you want to be the person they quote.
Okay, I love this. I'm a former talk show host, a former investigative reporter, and a digital marketing guru.
Works.
I totally get it. And I saw David speak on stage today, and he showed a graph that's a bell curve.
Yeah.
And I've always, in my head, I've never seen that chart, but I visualized it exactly the way. But when I tell people it, I grew up surfing on the beach, so I tell them, you've got to paddle into a wave before you can catch it, which means you've got to go for it early, which is what you described today.
Talk to us about that. So I actually did a video a couple of years ago, because I'm a surfer too.
Yeah.
I've got a house in Nantucket Island. I love
to
surf. And I did a whole metaphor on the surfing thing. And here's the thing about surfing, as you know, is that you'd be sitting in the water for 5 minutes, or if you're picky, 10 minutes, waiting for the right wave. And then you see, oh my God, my wave's coming, and you're paddling, and someone else got it.
Right.
And then, oh my God, my wave's coming, and you miss it.
Right.
And then, oh my gosh, my wave's coming, and you hit it, and you get it.
Newsjacking is the same thing,
and newsjacking is exactly the same thing.
Okay.
Because there's going to constantly be waves coming your way, stories coming your way. And they're not going to be right for whatever reason.
Right.
Or they're going to come in the middle of the night. Like, you're not going to surf that wave in the middle of the night. You're sleeping. So you wait for that one to come, and then you take your best shot at it.
Right.
In other words, and newsjacking is about putting a piece of content out at the right moment. So putting out a blog post, a YouTube video, a Facebook Live, doing what we're doing right now, putting out a video, doing an infographic, whatever it might be. You put out that content. Now, sometimes it won't get much notice.
Right.
It just sort of sit there. But other times, it's like, oh my gosh, the media find it. They talk about it. They quote you. They retweet you.
Yeah.
And it can be a fabulous source of lead generation, depending on what your business is.
And one of the secrets of my career is I've been able to jump on things early and then allow the natural force to do the marketing for me, which is, at its core, newsjacking.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. When people are looking for something to write about, something to talk about, and you want to be that person. And every one of you who's watching this, every one of us has a particular area of expertise, or multiple areas of expertise, that when the moment is right, people are looking for.
Okay.
And when they're looking for that expertise, at that moment is when you have an opportunity. But the way that most people market is the opposite.
Right.
They say, oh, pay attention to me right now. Pay attention to me right now. Now is the time you should pay attention to me. Well, no one cares about you right now. But a couple times a month, maybe, a couple times a year, maybe, depends on what's going on, a couple times a week for some people. There is a news story where everyone is ready to pay attention to you.
Yes.
But most people don't do anything at that moment.
Right.
That is the moment you need to come alive.
Right. And that means pre-planning.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Being prepared for it. I recently had a client, tell you a little story, and then I want to get some tips for the audience on how they can newsjack. When I was a talk show host, whenever there was a shooting of any kind, the moment that story broke, my inbox would be filled with professional newsjackers that would send you a two-sentence blurb on who they are and what their take is and their cell phone number. And you'd get them from both sides of the aisle, and within moments, you had built up an entire show. Those are people that are sitting back waiting for a developing event. A client recently said to me, we have big data coming out about our medical test, but we don't know what the data is, but it's going to be released at the conference. How can we be prepared? And I said, write 3/4 of your articles and your press releases.
Insert the quotes.
Insert it. Give us some tips. I know you mentioned Google News, which I use, and Google Alerts. Share it with the audience.
So just a couple of things on what you just said. So first of all, we don't always know when a news story is going to happen. Because you just have no clue. It's serendipitous. Oh my God, no one ever thought that this was going to happen. So while you can be prepared, you really can't be prepared in some cases for the news story that's like breaking. It's like it's area in your area of expertise, but it's so wacky. Like, who would have ever thought?
Right.
And then so what I use Google News for, and I use Google News on my mobile device, I use Google News on my notebook computer as well, is I look at the news stories with no filter on. I'm just looking in general for what's going on right now. So today, literally, as we're recording this, several hours ago, France won the World Cup. Donald Trump is about to meet Putin. I mean, all sorts of stuff going on. Now, I don't know anything about soccer.
I mean, but if you're a French restaurant, you can newsjack that.
Or the Putin and Trump meeting is coming up. I mean, again, not my area of expertise, but so you're constantly looking for news stories that can be helpful to you. And Google News is a fabulous
way to do that.
The most important thing, though, is you have to be quick. Because those news cycles happen incredibly fast. And if you're not out there instantly, you've lost the opportunity. A couple hours from now is too late. Tomorrow is 100 years later.
Yeah, so it's early bird gets the worm.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. And just one more thought. You mentioned that when you were a journalist that people would have, they would send you those emails.
That's the first place I saw it.
And that's true. But here's the thing, is those are journalists that you would know. The thing is that if you put out a blog post with your take on the news, or a YouTube video, or a tweet with a hashtag about your take on the news, you have the opportunity to get interest with journalists you don't even know. So there's a huge difference between hitting up the 10 or 20 journalists you already know as a newsjacker, and hitting up the entire planet by creating a piece of content that can be found.
Absolutely. Well said. I'm glad you had that distinction. I recently newsjacked the Trump going to Singapore to meet with North Korean's leader.
Kim Jong-un.
Yes, thank you. And what, as a video marketer, the way I newsjacked it was, video marketing just saved the world, right? Because he used the power of a video, packaged a big vision. And for me, I didn't miss it, but I was late. I was late in the development of this story when I finally realized that the big hero wasn't a weapon, but was a video.
It was very interesting. It was a fabulous time. That moment was fabulous on so many levels, and there was a lot of people newsjacking it. A lot of them were frivolous. But something like that with video and how powerful it was. I mean, what a powerful moment when they met each other. And it was on video.
So you're an author, a speaker. Where can people find out information about you?
So my name, David Meerman Scott. I'm the only David Meerman Scott in the world.
Newsjacking.com also.
Newsjacking.com is another place you can go. I've got several books, actually 10 books out. One of them, The New Rules of Marketing and PR, actually has a full chapter on newsjacking. So that's another good place
to
go.
That's pretty cool, right? And newsjacking is a tactic that you can be using throughout the year, but you have to be sensitive to what's happening.
I mean, one of the things we haven't talked about yet, but it is worth mentioning, is you do have to be a little bit careful about what kinds of news that you newsjack. And I would be very cautious about any news that has a negative connotation. So, you know, if there's an earthquake or a flood or a fire or someone dies. It's a big news
item. Be sensitive to that.
But so, for example, Prince died about a year ago. And when he did, a lot of brands tried to newsjack the death of Prince, and it just fell flat. And in many cases, it was people just slammed them and said, what are you doing? This man just died.
Right.
Now, there are opportunities. You run a nonprofit about drug abuse.
Right.
Okay. Maybe you can sensitively newsjack the death
of
Prince.
Okay, right. But that doesn't work for everybody.
But no, it doesn't work for everyone. If you're trying to sell Cheerios, which they tried to newsjack the death of Prince, Cheerios and the death of a rock star do not go together.
No.
And they got slammed. Wall Street Journal wrote about it. Tons of people. I wrote about it. Tons of people.
Yeah. That's bad. That's like Crayola doing it because they have the color purple.
Although that's interesting because that's one of the ones that if they had done it extremely cleverly as a
tribute, could have worked.
Because one that did work was Chevrolet had a tribute because Little Red Corvette is a very famous Prince song.
Wow.
They did an image of a red Corvette and they said, baby, that was much too fast, whatever year he was born, 1957 to 2017. And so that worked. And people reacted very positively.
They appreciated
it. They appreciated the fact that Prince, one of his most famous songs, Little Red Corvette, was talking about one of their products, the Corvette. And it was a very classy image just a simple image of a Corvette. It worked. So I'm thinking the Crayola thing, if they were really careful, but you don't want to do it wrong.
Can businesses plan newsjacking?
You cannot plan for what story is going to come, except in some cases, the Super Bowl, the World Cup, the Oscars.
Tentpole events.
But you can't plan for that news story you never thought of. However, if you work for an organization, you need to get permission ahead of time from whoever you have to get permission from. So, I need the permission from whoever it is, the head of PR, the CEO, the head of legal, whatever it is. I want permission that if a story comes out, no matter when it comes out, that I can do this. Now, that's really important because it is unlikely. The odds are that news story will not happen when it's convenient and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you're sitting in your office. It's going to happen on a weekend. It's going to happen on Thanksgiving Day. It's going to happen at 4 a.m.
Always.
Yeah.
So I service over 100 companies. We do 2,000 videos a year for them, lay out their business strategies. I can tell you with reasonable certainty that almost every one of my clients would not provide permission to somebody on their team to give them a blank check to freelance on a newsjack
event.
They
should.
I know.
They should do that.
Yes.
Because, but you have to trust that person. You have to find the right person. You have to sit down in our beautiful room like we're in now with, there's the head of PR, there's, the legal, whoever the right people are in the room. Here are the permutations. Now, if all of these things, it's this, may I have permission?
Yes.
Yes. And if you screw it up, we will revoke the permission.
Right.
But those companies should offer permission.
Absolutely, especially when they recognize how much free marketing dollars comes with the right newsjack execution.
Yes. And the one that I know that's most quantifiable, $46 million. Remember the Chilean miners 6 or 8 years ago, and they were stuck in the hole. When they came out of the hole, they were outfitted with Oakley sunglasses.
Wow.
And because coming out in the Chilean sun,
no doubt,
they had been underground for 33 days.
Yeah.
And so they came out of the underground with Oakley sunglasses, which had been donated. It cost them $5,000 to get the sunglasses down to Chile. They donated them. And the amount of exposure, because they're on so many media outlets, the PR equivalency value of had they had to spend the money on advertising, $46 million from that single news
journey. But that takes a very agile marketing corporate communications team to recognize the opportunity.
Absolutely, it does.
Right?
Yep.
All right. Super cool. You're going to want to check out his book. Go to newsjacking.com. And anything else that you could tease that might be coming up?
I got nothing coming up in the near future. But
I don't believe him.
But one thing I would love to end on is that this is fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a great, cool, interesting exciting way to do marketing, and most people think marketing is a drag.
Right.
Marketing's not a drag. It can be really fun.
But the key is, be sensitive to the developing story. Make sure you use your digital tools like Google News and Google Alerts to bring those stories to your attention the moment they happen, and then develop a team of people in your office that you know, like, and trust, that you can throw your crazy ideas on, and then the best ideas will surface, and you can then bring that to the greater team to see if it's ready to be newsjacked.
Yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Great having him on the episode.
One more time. High five.
High five.
And if, thanks, Tom.
My pleasure. And if you want more information on newsjacking, you can also go to wirebuzz.com/124, where my previous topic on this went down earlier. Peace out.